John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We've got Gino here. Yes, Gino Bisconti. Ladies and gentlemen, what caller should we be looking for, Steve?
Let's go
Give me a big number. We got a lot of time to spend.
Big number. Let's go with caller number 29.
29-215-263-WMGK. He is back, ladies and gentlemen, the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's picks on YouTube, and, of course, a stand-up comedian. The pride of Vineland, New Jersey, once again joins us. It's the one and only Gino Bisconti. Good morning, Gino.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing really good. Well, though we're a little upset because the normal Cowboys come into town excitement really isn't here. You know, because they suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
They just suck.
You know what it is? It's not even the fun suck. Like, remember back in the day when the Cowboys were good and they'd lose two in a row and you'd be screaming, they suck. Now, they're so bad, it would be like booing at the Special Olympics.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like you feel bad. Like, when they score a touchdown, they should have a hugger in the end zone going, yeah, come on, you drooling freak. Come on. Yeah. This is for you. They're hard to watch, and I think line is seven, right?
Right.
Now that's a big line, and they want to say, they're going to be. This, you know, sometimes team have a little fight left in them, and they're like, you know what? Everyone's down on us. We're going to show them. There's nothing to fight for in Dallas.
Uh-huh.
Garrett is on his way out. The redheaded stepchild is looking over his shoulder. what's his name? Jerry Jones. Everything he says now, like, you know, like when you're still rallying around a team, you listen to the coach. You're like, he's going to say something to fix it. The second he opens his stupid geriatric mouth, fans are like, we don't care. Shut up. We don't care. No one in Dallas. It's not even fun. It's like gambling on the Special Olympics. Like, you can't even enjoy the fact that the guy missed the ball on a kick in kickball. You're not like, yeah. You're like, yeah, he's supposed to do that.
So let me ask you, all right, because with the spread being seven here and the Eagles favored by seven, all right, I'm curious if you think they're going to cover. Because, and here's the reason why I'm asking that. I tune into Gino's picks every week.
And I apologize,
your picks this season have sucked wind.
So. Did you ever see the movie The Other Guys? It's that Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
yeah.
The line we always do, and people right now are like, I love that movie or hate it because there's a great line. When Will Ferrell goes to Mark Wahlberg, he's like, you don't think I'm a good cop, do you? And he's like, no, I said that numerous times to your face. I've been very clear about that. That's me with these football videos. You don't think I'm good at picking these games? And you're like, no, Gene, I don't. I've been very clear about this. You're terrible this year.
What'd you go, 0-5 last week?
No, I went 4-1 last
week. Oh, really? Okay, it was the week before.
It was the week before, and then the week before that, I was 1-4. I'm like, bet the opposite of me. They're like, yeah.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, speaking of curious, John, this reminds me of another word when I think of you, bye. Bye. Curious, the Eagles are coming off a bye. And very, which is, I know, because I got to sleep till noon last Friday. It was glorious. Oh, there's nothing like waking up when the sun glints off the windshield of your car. Not important. Let me tell you something. Good teams win when they're coming off the bye. And I'll tell you something else. Like, three teams I want to point out. One being the Eagles, two being the Colts, and three being the Texans. You know what they all have in common? They all started out slow this year. You know why? Because their quarterbacks were coming off injuries. Look at how these three teams have played. Colts, Andrew Luck has the second most passing TDs in the league right now. Deshaun Watson has won six straight or five straight. And Carson Wentz is getting back into his rhythm. He's got Alshon Jeffrey back. I don't know what's going to go on with Golden Tate, but I'm not worried. That can only make them better, knock on wood. And I think this game is an Eagles win going away. I do.
Yeah.
I think it's a double-digit win. Because normally they'll give you the back door. Let that go, DiBella. Normally they'll give you the back door cover. You know what I mean? game. But Dallas, I have a feeling this game, and it's in Philly. Dallas is going to be like, yeah, you win. Can we just go home? Yeah. Like, it's at the point where, why are you going to get yourself beat up? Why is Ezekiel Elliott going to get himself beat up? Why is Dak Prescott going to, you know, going to try and get that last touchdown on a last drive and risk getting hurt?
Especially
when
in the cold.
This season is a wash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, it seems like we know where you're going. We know where they're going. Why are we bothering to even watch?
Oh, we'll be asleep. It's late.
I won't.
Check out Gino's picks on YouTube. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Thank you, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it every week, gentlemen. Have a great one.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.